The Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumsin, has asked heads of state meeting in Accra to take a deeper look at the Economic Partnership Agreement, EPA, before going ahead to sign it. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Kumsin said the heads of state must consider the implications and interests of the European Union and the future generation of the sub-region.
I'm sure they will discuss the Economic Partnership Agreement as well, and I will advise them to think very deep and make sure that they take a decision that will, in the long term, address the challenges that we face as far as, you know, addressing the economic development concerns. So they should not be stampeded by the European Union to do things that will create problems for the youth who are coming up. If they do that, they will pay for it.
Are you suggesting that they should not succumb to signing the agreement or what?
No, they should do deep thinking. You see, well, we have come out already as labor unions to take our positions. Employers have done the same. And industry owners have also come out with some positions. And it appears that it complements all the positions that these groups have taken. And so they should look at it. They shouldn't bring in too much politics. They have economic challenges. It is not the EU that will solve them for these West African states. So they need to think deeply, as I said, about how they can address their own challenges without succumbing to these European unions. They also have their own interest to get this thing signed for them. For the cross-border and all these things, that one, I feel that there should be checks. Because if you live in the US, that doesn't mean that you can be moving about from state to state without going by regulations that control these things. Well, if we don't do that, the migration, some people may abuse these things and do things that will also create problems for the state. So there should be regulations to deal with these movements. We are more concerned about this EPA thing. For the Ebola problem, that one is left for the health people to deal with it. But the EPA is what I will impress upon them, that I don't know where they're going to sign today during the sessions that they are going to have. But they should be very, very, very careful not to do things that will create problems for people who are born and yet unborn.
President, Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumsin.
The President of Youth Africa, an NGO, Emmanuel Ashibe, has appealed to the ECOWAS heads of state to take concrete decisions on the movement of persons and goods in the sub-region. He said the harassment at the borders is a difficult problem which cannot augur well for integration. According to him, if this is done, the sub-region would see the development it desires.
It's terrible. Traveling along the West African coast from Ghana to Nigeria or from Ghana to Ivory Coast or wherever, I'm telling you, we disrespect ourselves so much just because of the hunger, love of money. I don't know if these countries are members of ECOWAS. I don't know whether they're deceiving their citizens or not. Or it's just because they're not getting the cooperation to whoever at the time being the chairman or chairperson of ECOWAS. It's so bad that I don't know what radical measures are talking about security in our region. ECOWAS, I'm telling you, it's a problem. It's our women, our children are really suffering. I can tell you that myself recently I was going to Nigeria. I went with my road, Ghana Togo border, Benin Togo border, and Seme. That is Nigeria and Benin border. It's a hell there. You can see how, I don't know, I don't want to use certain words, but to be frank with you, we just don't have respect for ourselves. And our president and those who are concerned, even our eco passport means nothing to these people on this barriers. And I don't know. All I can say now is that I'll be grateful if the president of Ghana, who is chairing the ECOWAS commission today, will get the cooperation from our leaders, can give the cooperation to the president that they can do away with all these weak and negative things across our borders.
President of Youth Africa, Emmanuel Ashibe.